Chapter 2, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me. And we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn ye northward. And command thou the people, saying, Ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take good heed unto yourselves, therefore, meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a footbreadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. Ye shall buy meat of them for money, that ye may eat it, and ye shall also buy water of them for money, that ye may drink. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. And when we passed by from our brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, through the way of the plain, from Elat and from Ezion-Geber, we turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. And the Lord said unto me, Distress not the Moabites, neither contend with them in battle, for I will not give thee of their land for a possession, because I have given Ar unto the children of Lot for a possession. The Emims dwelt therein in times past, a people great and many and tall, as the Anakims, which also were accounted giants as the Anakims, but the Moabites call them Emims. The Horims also dwelt in Seir before time, but the children of Esau succeeded them when they had destroyed them from before them, and dwelt in their stead, as Israel did, unto the land of his possession, which the Lord gave unto them. Now rise up, said I, and get you over the brook Zered. And we went over the brook Zered. And the place in which we came from Kadesh Barnea, until we were come over the brook Zered, was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord sware unto them. For indeed, the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from among the host until they were consumed. So it came to pass, when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, that the Lord spake unto me, saying, Thou art to pass over through Ar, the coast of Moab, this day. And when thou comest nigh over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them, for I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession. That also was accounted a land of giants. Giants dwelt therein in old time, and the Ammonites called them Zamzumims, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims. But the Lord destroyed them before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead, as he did to the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, when he destroyed the Horims from before them, and they succeeded them and dwelt in their stead even unto this day. And the Avims, which dwelt in Hazarim, even unto Azza, the Kaphtorims, which came forth out of Kaphtor, destroyed them and dwelt in their stead. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon the Amorite, the king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of thee, and tremble, and be in anguish because of thee. And I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemoth unto Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of peace, saying, Let me pass through thy land. I will go along by the highway. I will neither turn unto the right hand nor to the left. Thou shalt sell me meat for money that I may eat, and give me water for money that I may drink. Only I will pass through on my feet, as the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and the Moabites, which dwell in Ar, did unto me, until I shall pass over Jordan into the land which the Lord our God giveth us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him, For the Lord thy God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into thy hand, as appeareth this day. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have begun to give Sihon and his land before thee. Begin to possess, that thou mayest inherit his land. Then Sihon came out against us, he and all his people, to fight at Jahaz. And the Lord our God delivered him before us, and we smote him, and his sons, and all his people. And we took all his cities that at that time, and utterly destroyed the men and the women and the little ones of every city. We left none to remain. Only the cattle we took for a prey unto ourselves, and the spoil of the cities which we took, from Aroer, which is by the brink of the river Arnon, and from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead. There was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all unto us. Only unto the land of the children of Ammon thou camest not, nor unto any of the place of the river Jabbok, nor unto the cities of the mountains, nor unto whatsoever the Lord our God forbade us. May God add his blessing to the reading, to the hearing of his most holy word. This is one of those chapters where, you know, you're tempted to go into a great amount of detail, but really the overall teaching of the passage is very clear. Especially as we move into chapter 3, it becomes even clearer. So as you remember, the route that they took, they came up out of Egypt, and so they came up, they crossed over Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds, the Red Sea, if you will, and they came across that, and then they ended up at the brink of the southern end of the land in a place called Kadesh Barnea, 11 days' journey. And at Kadesh, remember, they rebelled against the Lord and would not pass up into the land so that they might take it as the Lord had promised them, but instead they rebelled, and so the Lord sent them back down. And they traveled around here for a while in this great and howling wilderness. And then they came up on the eastern side of Jordan. And the first people group that they met in the southeastern portion there of Palestine was Mount Seir and Esau. The second people group that they met were Sihon and his people. And then the third set, even farther north, was Og and the Bashanites. So notice we have a progression here. Seir, well, and then we have Moab there as well. Seir, Moab, Sihon, and then Og. Right up the eastern edge of the Jordan River there. On that eastern flank, at the height up above the Jordan Valley, south to north as they journey. Now, what's interesting about this is that the first two groups that they met, they were told, you pass through them, you do not take any of their land. If you eat, you buy it. If you drink, you buy it from them. I will provide for you all that you need to buy from them, the food and the drink that you need, but I will not give you their land. There are two things that are important about that. The first is, the Lord says, I'm not going to give you their land because I gave it to them. That's the first thing he says. The second thing he says, please hear this, because this is the warp and woof of chapters 3 and 4. Or sorry, 2 and 3. The Lord says, by the way, I gave it to them, and when they got there, there were giants there. But because I gave them the land, they ran the giants out. That happened with Esau, and that happened with Moab. Are you hearing the pattern? Are you hearing what the Lord is telling them? The Lord is telling them, all right, what did you say when you were down here in Kadesh Barnea? What kept you from following me into the land of promise? You said, there are giants. I said, I gave you the land, and I will throw the giants out before you. You said there are giants, and you refused to go. Now, you're going to pass through two lands where I gave them the land and threw the giants out. And then you're going to go north beyond that. And you know what's going to happen then? you're going to come up to Sihon, which is the land of the giants. And what are you going to do? You're going to conquer him because I'm going to help you. And the giants, you're going to run out and you're going to take the land of Sihon to yourself. And finally, the final push north, I know I'm forecasting into chapter 3 here, you're going to get Og. And you know who Og is? Og is probably the biggest man described in the Bible, whose bed was 16 feet made of iron, and you're going to throw him out too. And then you're going to enter in from the north over into Jericho, and the first city that you come to will have giant walls, and I'm going to throw them over. And then you're going to meet up with the Philistines and men like Goliath, and I'm going to throw them over. In other words, what God is doing here in chapters 2 and 3, especially chapter 2, he's saying, pass by when it comes to Esau and when it comes to Moab, because I gave them the land, and because I gave it to them, nobody can take it away from them. Do you hear me, Israel? I gave you the land. There are no giants that can take it away from you. There are no other peoples that can take it away from you. You will go by and you will pass into the land and you will take it because I've given it to you. There are no giants that can keep it from you. And simply stated, that's chapter 2. The reason they're told not to take the land from Esau and not to take the land from Moab. By the way, Moab and Esau, good guys or bad guys? Bad guys. But God gave them the land. And they chased the giants out that were in that land. Why? Because God gave it to them. And so the Lord is preparing his people little by little, course by course, mile by mile as they travel north for the day when they will cross over into Jordan or over Jordan and will begin to take possession of the land of Canaan that God gave to them. And that's really what chapters 2 and 3 are about. So when we think of that then, let's just make a couple of brief uses and we'll be done. Brothers and sisters, when God gives you something, nobody's going to take it. Nobody's going to take it from you. What did God give Esau? Esau. Let's see, what does God say about Esau? That's right, Jacob I've loved and Esau I have hated. And yet God gave him something. And God said, because I gave it to him, you can't take it from him. Moab, Ammon, right? The sons of Lot. Good people, bad people. Idolaters, wicked. Remember what Jephthah said to the Moabites? They said, who are you to talk to us like this? He said, no, wait a minute. We're going to have what the Lord our God has given to us. And while in the days of Moses, it was not your land. Today it is. So you're going to have what your God Chemosh gives to you, and we're going to have what our God Yahweh gives to us. And that means your stuff. That's what Jephthah said. And he was right. In that day, the Lord had then ceded the land of the Moabites to Israel. But in this day, when the Lord would encourage his people by way of his promises, he said, I gave the land to the Moabites, and you're not going to take it away from them. So that you would be encouraged that I gave you the land of Canaan, and nobody's going to take it from you. Don't come to Jordan, in other words, and say, or let's not come to Jordan and have an act two of Kadesh Barnea. Let's not do that. Instead, when you come to that land, remember my promise. Remember that there are no giants that can keep you from it. Thus ends the reading then of Deuteronomy chapter 2. Let's stand and continue.